This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeely. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is accepting the Democratic presidential nomination in a moment that marks his party's unorthodox 2020 national convention. It also marks the pinnacle of the political career that has spanned almost half of a century. While accepting the Democratic Party nomination to challenge President Trump in November, the former vice president promised to represent all Americans and to work just as hard for those who do not support him. He also vowed to heal the country battered by the deadly pandemic and an economic catastrophe by uniting all Americans. The speech helped conclude the four-day Democratic National Convention, which was held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans kick off their convention next week, where President Trump will officially receive his party's nomination. More than 792,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. Authorities in Peru and Morocco have approved phase three clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China National Biotech Group. Phase three trials, which usually involve several thousand participants, allow researchers to gather data on the vaccine developed by the efficacy of potential vaccines for final regulatory approvals. The experimental vaccine of CNBG, a unit of a state-owned pharmaceutical giant, China National Pharmaceutical, has entered phase three trial in the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News.